Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Lewis, and towards Berga, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Henderson. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sorrento hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford hits a line drive for a single. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up beyond third. Jacoby can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground for a single. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Levis and he is out, Berga applying the tag. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blankenship scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. Levis hits a line drive off the glove of Lansford, and into shallow right field. Levis reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field. Blankenship picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blankenship. Howard moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Vince Horsman now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball four. Berga moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blankenship takes first base on ball four. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Levis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Levis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Harold Baines. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Levis interferes with Steinbach, who is awarded first base. Lansford moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 0-3 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Weiss is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berge is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berge for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.